streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Colin right, Colin wrong, 1 hour from now. It is going to get very, very interesting over the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a couple of major changes in sports in America. Are you ready for those changes, J-Mac?
It depends what they are, but possibly, yeah.
So, 1 week from today is NFL draft week. All right, so let's talk about that. So draft is not this Thursday, next Thursday, but next Monday is NFL draft week. It's very intense. And your average to maybe way below average NFL franchise starting next Monday, it gets very, very close to changing things forever. Maybe you've been a laughingstock. Washington, poorly owned. Chicago, poorly quarterbacked. The Raiders bad at everything. Arizona, don't trust the ownership. Draft in the NFL is different. In baseball, your great draft pick goes to the minors. In the NBA, even if you get the best pick in years, Wemby, he's going to win 22 games. And they're not going to win double or triple that for years to come, potentially. But in football, it's different. 1 year ago from today, the Houston Texans were a laughingstock. And this is the key to the NFL. And politicians, do you bring hope? Something new, something fresh. Do you deliver hope? Nobody delivers hope like the NFL. The Houston Texans. Bad ownership, bad roster, bad quarterback, bad team, bad stink, no inertia. What did they do? C.J. Stroud with the number 2 pick, moved up to the number 3 pick, got Will Anderson, both are rookie of the year. The Houston Texans win their division, win a playoff game, and now they're tied for the third best odds to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC. They were a laughingstock a year ago. 2 Super Bowl contender. 2 picks, 1 coach, got them all right. And that's the league. That is not available. That ascension is not available in other sports. In baseball, you have to buy relevance. And about 6 teams, maybe 4, can afford it. In the NBA, you trade for or buy relevance. But the stars mostly want to play in about 5 places. Miami, LA, you get it. In the NFL, you draft relevance. And because the kids don't come out as like true kids, they're 21, 22, 23. They've been coached hard. They can deliver and change your franchise if you hit on just 1 or 2 like Houston. Who is Houston this year? Well, Chicago and the Commanders look like if they get the quarterback right, things could get interesting. I think if the Chargers move down, pick up a couple of picks, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers could be sensational. So Bears, Commanders, Chargers are my guesses as the three teams that could change everything based on a weekend. And in a very distracted world, nothing delivers sports urgency like NFL draft weekend. I mean, the Bears have never had a great quarterback. That could change. Washington has had absolute instability because of previous ownership. That should change. And the NFL's finally leaning into this. So I've been a draft Nick forever. And the NFL finally figured it out. People really like this. Last year, round one got 11.3 million viewers. That beats everything in the world not called the NFL and Caitlin Clark. Now they're putting it on site. They're putting it in cities. It's a party. Three of the last four drafts have gotten their highest ratings. I don't think the NFL ever quite understood. They never really truly got it how big the draft was. And the reason the draft is big is because it's tied to hope. The NHL, Major League Baseball, MLS, NBA drafts do not deliver the ability to change a laughingstock to a Super Bowl contender in 1 year. My guess is Chargers, Commanders, Bears have the best shot. I could be wrong on all three. But we are 1 week from NFL draft week. I love it. You do. The NFL finally leaning into it, and I can't wait. So here's another big pivot that is happening. Thinking about it this weekend, I went to the UFC fight, which was great. I was flying back, and I thought about this. Are y'all ready for the big pivot? And according to ratings, you're not. But the Warriors have to go 2-0 in the play-in games for the right to play number one seed OKC. And they probably won't beat them. They don't have the depth. LeBron James, well, he was great yesterday, had 17 assists. They need to win just one of two games in the play-in for the right to play the world champion Nuggets. And they're not beating Denver four times. I think what it's signaling, starting tomorrow in the play-in games, the Steph LeBron NBA, it's over. The big pivot is here, officially last year when the Nuggets won. But do we realize how much LeBron and Steph dominated the league? 11 finals between LeBron and Steph in 13 years, and they won a lot of them. The Warriors today, though, are incredibly Steph Curry reliant. The number two scorer on the Warriors, 18 a game, is Klay Thompson. He often came off the bench. The Lakers are good and long, not a lot of great shooters and playmakers. No chance they beat Denver four times. So for the next 2 months, are you ready for the new NBA? Oklahoma City, young, deep, with a ton of draft capital. They're going to be great for a decade. Are you ready for Denver? Best starting five in the league, championship moxie, with a player in Jokic who's the best sometimes easily in the league. The Celtics, without question, the deepest roster in the NBA, offense everywhere, blowouts everywhere, and they've got all their guys except Tatum locked up for the future, and that'll happen soon. The T-Wolves, well coached, prepared, Ant Edwards a dynamic star, and it looks like they may move Carl Anthony Towns, but they got Rudy Gobert figured out. Dallas, got to be honest, Luka's the best pure scorer at his age in league history, and maybe just ever. He's a walking 33 points if he wants to. Meanwhile, Steph and LeBron are limping into the play-in tournament, one on a completely reliant Warriors offense to Steph, and the other, you're crossing your fingers, AD is healthy. This is the new NBA. It's going to start Tuesday. The play-in tournament counts as the playoffs. The old weird Clippers, Kawhi, Harden, no shot to win a title. Warriors, interesting, no real shot to win a title. Lakers, long matchup with Denver well, but they'll face them in round one, probably no chance to win a title. It is now more international, younger stars, and the stars are not just winning games. They're the top seeds. Denver just won a title. favored to win another. The LeBron-Steph era, 11 finals appearances in 13 years, is officially over, and you're going to see it starting tomorrow night. Here's LeBron on being the guy that, even at his age, has to carry the Lakers still.
I just want to win, so whatever the game presents itself for me to be, if it needs me to be more attacker in the scoring range, or if it needs me to be more of a setup guy, if it needs me to be more of a defender, I got to do it all. I am a Swiss Army knife, so I got to do it all on the floor, but none of it is predetermined.
You ready, J-Mac, for the more international, younger NBA starting tomorrow night? Are you ready for it? I've come to terms with Steph and LeBron, 13 years, 11 finals appearances, winning many, are not on legitimate title teams, though I do think the Lakers match up really well with a lot of teams, including Denver. Ooh. But I do not think you can rely on a 39-year-old player to be the primary playmaker and win seven-game series after seven-game series after seven-game series after seven-game series. Am I too harsh?
I just think you're way, way wrong. I mean, Colin, you're writing off LeBron James. How many times have we done that over the last decade? It's over for LeBron. Can't make the finals. Can't pull it off. Can't do this. Did you see his averages in his 21st season? 25-7-8.
Oh, no, this is not an indictment on LeBron. I'm not blaming LeBron. For all the haters on LeBron, you look silly. You're embarrassing yourselves again. I mean, yesterday he had 17 assists.
He's a triple-double in a must-win game.
I watched the first half, and I was like, oh, yeah. Well, first of all, they're better than the Pelicans, and they should beat the Pelicans again.
Yeah.
LeBron against Zion, not a fair fight. Like, Lakers are better. But now you go and do, we've got to beat really good teams that are younger, deeper, quicker, better shooters, four times in 12 days. It's a whole different proposition.
OKC Thunder, youngest number one seed ever.
I admit
it. They'll have their moment in maybe the
Green Bay
round.
Was the youngest playoff team since the 70 Bills went to Dallas. How'd that work out?
I know this is the year of the chalk, right? Kansas City Chiefs, UConn men's basketball, South Carolina undefeated.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it's going to be Denver. I'm not picking the Nuggets to come out of the West. I think it's a massive overreaction. This team went from being the hunter, now they're the hunted. And if you think LeBron and AD don't remember last year getting swept, I would not be shocked if this series went seven, if Lakers Nuggets opening round.
7 p.m. or seven games?
Seven games. I would not be shocked if the Nuggets lost to the Lakers. That's in play. I'm just telling you, the Nuggets are vulnerable this season.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
All right, Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Here you go.
Where Colin was right?
LeBron James finished the NBA regular season, led the NBA in made field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. I'll say it again. LeBron James led the NBA in made field goals in the fourth quarter. You keep embarrassing yourself if you're anti-LeBron. The guy's incredible. 20th consecutive season averaging 25-plus points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. And yesterday, that first half by LeBron was a thing of beauty. Move on, LeBron critics. He's remarkable still.
Where Colin was wrong.
I loved Wemby, but I never thought they should play him like 71 games. And Greg Popovich did, and he delivered. I figured they would have minute restrictions and game restrictions because I watched Chet Holmgren, same body type, OKC, get hurt. And they did have a little bit of a minute restriction early, but Wemby played 71 games. There's an argument he's Defensive Player of the Year. He averaged 21 a game in 29 minutes. So I was wrong on that. I thought they would tailor a season to let his body slow growth, 50 games, 24 minutes, no back-to-backs. They didn't, and he delivered.
Where Colin was right?
Scottie Scheffler won the second Masters, and I had said, it's not going to be the same Masters if Scottie Scheffler wins, and there was no buzz at all on the back nine. Golf needs personality. Look at the ratings in Jack Nicklaus, the Bears prime, or Tiger's prime. Brooks Koepka didn't play well. Bryson DeChambeau, good ratings early in the week, but in the end, this is a sport that needs some personality, and Scottie's great. But he's a bit robotic. There's no emotion. You don't even get a fist pump. Great players aren't all equally interesting.
Where Colin was wrong.
I think I'm just too high on the Warriors. I think that's what it is. They're just too Steph-reliant. They sneak into the play-in game because they got red hot at the end of the season, but their number two scorer is Clay, and he was coming off the bench. I like Kuminga, but he didn't have a finishing package. He's still a kid. I don't trust him to be highly productive in the playoffs. This is a team, I think maybe it's, I like their core, but I think they have to make a major pivot. They've got to find somebody on Steph's timeline. They've got to have size. Some of the best teams in the league now, Porzingis, Celtics, Jokic, Rudy Gobert, you got to have a big somewhere. Anthony Davis, they don't have size, certainly not veteran size, and I was wrong.
Where Colin was right?
Well, there's a story today that Kawhi Leonard, injury update, hopefully he'll be ready for the playoffs. And I believe and have said this, he is the icing and never the cake. You can't build around him. He doesn't have a predictable schedule. He's nonverbal. He's not a great communicator. He's just a remarkable player. But the Clippers always feel like they're in semi-chaos because of Harden's silliness and Kawhi's enigmatic nature. He's a great player. But there's only a handful of players in this league who are great, and I feel comfortable building around like Jalen Brunson night after night.
Where Colin was right?
80,000 fans showed up to the Ohio State spring game, and Fox put it on broadcast TV. I've said for years, I do not understand the reluctance to put spring football on television. Not every program, but at Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan, there's a handful of high-profile programs in America. They're putting 80, 90,000 people in the stadium. Ohio State, Chip Kelly now is a story. Put these spring games with the massive top 12 programs on television. Do you see what was on TV this weekend? There's a reason a lot of you are buying UFC and not a lot on.
Where Colin was wrong.
Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., neither invited to the NFL draft in person. I like both of them more apparently than NFL scouts. I think Penix throws the best ball and 61 college starts, more than any quarterback ever. I think Bo Nix looks like to me, he's got some Drew Brees capabilities, moves well, ran a pro system with pro players in Oregon. But I'm clearly wrong because the NFL's got good contacts and they don't think either one's getting drafted in the top 15. They didn't invite him to the draft.
where Colin was right.
Alex Pereira beat Jamahal Hill, TKO UFC 300. Dana White does it again. Here's a sport that has lost star after star. Ronda Rousey. This fight with Holloway and Gaethje, that knockout. Maybe the best fight I've ever seen in UFC 300. Justin Gaethje is a dog. He is a warrior, but got knocked out 2 seconds to go. They've lost Rousey, Conor McGregor, John Jones are not the regulars they once were, but it continues to deliver because unlike boxing, the fans always feel like they win when they go see a UFC card.
Where Colin was right.
Finally, Caitlin Clark on Saturday Night Live. We've said this. This is no knock on women's basketball, but the numbers are not going to remain this high. She is a cultural phenomenon. Have you seen where 36 of 44 games, Indiana, are already scheduled for national TV? The draft tomorrow, the WNBA draft, will be the highest rated WNBA draft by a mile. This is not a criticism on a sport that was growing, women's basketball. But she's an MJ. She's a Tiger. There are a handful, and I mean the number is tiny, a handful of athletes that are icons. They are lightning in a bottle. And her ability to go on Saturday Night Live, change the WNBA schedule, and deliver, wait for it, a draft record WNBA. It's not against women's basketball, but she is one of one. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Let's bring him on. Now the NBA gets interesting. The regular season over. The playoffs begin, and Rick Bucher is now joining us in studio.
It's 48 hours, not 72, when it comes to Vegas. 72, you can still get into trouble. 48, that is a little bit safer. I do have a question, though. Sure. I brought props.
All right. Yeah, this does
who is
8 years old.
Who is that?
8 years old.
Who is that guy? Who yeah. is that guy? Now, what? That guy is a hedge fund manager, and that guy would know who Christian McCaffrey is, without question. What I don't understand is, how is it that you have more hair now than you did then?
Well,
and
no.
you look like you're what?
No, I let 23? My hair now, I just let it grow. It's longer.
Ah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, anybody, obviously, you wish somebody happy birthday here, and it was so meaningful to them. They left it in my dressing room. Anyway, how are you? I haven't seen you.
That wasn't my idea. I'm good. So I said to start the show, this is the year of the pivot. LeBron, they're not beating Denver four times. If they beat Sacramento, Warriors, I do not believe, are beating a deeper team in OKC four times in 15 days. Fair. And in the last 13 years, LeBron and Steph have been in 11 finals.
Yeah.
Is the league ready? Do fans care? I feel like we're going to discover here in the next 2 weeks, it's a new league.
Yes, yes. But the only way that that happens is if you have stars who make deep playoff runs, right? Luka Doncic makes his presence felt. Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, like the new legion of stars. But you can do everything that you want in the regular season. It's not until the playoffs where you catch everybody's attention. So the question is, at this point, because those guys aren't established, are storylines going to win out over star power when it comes to ratings?
Yeah.
'Cause we have great storylines, but we don't have any stars. And no offense to Nikola Jokic, who without question is a star, but his game and his presence and his personality, while I think he's kind of fun to listen to, it's very understated.
Yeah.
And people aren't just making it must-see TV.
That's right. It's hard to explain what Caitlin Clark did. It was her game. There was something about this Midwestern young lady that had a Steph game, a Trae Young game, and it literally, I'm in an airport in Chicago, and she's in the, March Madness.
Yep.
Everybody in the lounge is watching the singular game.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. Now, Steph obviously had it. The Warriors, a team you've covered and know well, you live in the Bay Area. I kind of look at them this year. I think I like Steph and Draymond and the core so much. I overvalue them.
Yeah.
But when I go watch them, they're very dependent on Steph. They're very dependent on threes. Their bigs are young and not ready for the postseason. I think it's going to be, they're going to get extinguished pretty quick. What say you?
Yeah. I sat down with Steph in Portland to talk about a variety of things. And he said at the time, like, we're still kind of figuring out exactly who we are. And the biggest part is that they are relying so much on a Trace Jackson Davis and a Brandon Pajemski. Those are two rookies, right, who have to be good for them to be good. And so it's not like while the names are still there, the trio of Clay, Draymond, and Steph just isn't as dominant as it was. Now they have to get something out of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
They have to get something out of Moses Moody. And so they just are not the same dominant level team, even though the names are there, and you on occasion they have that look.
Oh, they have halves when you're,
they feel like they're the old Warriors.
Oh, there's no, they right? have moments and spurts.
Yes.
No
yes,
question.
Yes. But to me, like, the New Orleans game is really telling. Like, that was a game they wanted, and they had it at home. They're at home, and they couldn't get it. And that to me tells me that. Look, it's not any one person's fault. It's Father Time. I mean,
that's right.
The fact that they ended up getting another ring wasn't the beginning of another dynastic run.
It was the end of it.
It was a last gasp.
Right.
Pulled one back from the crypt. So there's no shame in where they are. But this is going to be a challenge going forward.
So I think I don't have an MVP vote. You do.
I do.
And I think there's an argument. Let's take Jokic out of it. Who's the best player? But once you win a championship, everything's different. There's a confidence. There's an understanding. Yes. A little pressure's off the table. And I think MVP has to constitute stats, how much you're caring. For instance, I think one of the better arguments for Luka is that he has solved, for the time being, the Kyrie thing. Like, Kyrie is quiet and focused, not distracted, a great teammate. That's a thing. But is there an argument that the Knicks that are not, it's not an NBA offense without Jalen Brunson?
Yes.
Could you convince yourself to vote him as MVP?
No, I could not put him at the top of my ballot. And for those who may not understand, you have a ballot, you put five names on it in order.
Yeah.
There's a point differential between each slot. Jalen Brunson, I haven't filled it out yet. I will in the next 24, 48 hours. Jalen Brunson will be on my MVP ballot, which if you had asked me at the beginning of the year, I would not have expected. But do I put him at the top of my ballot? There's no conceivable way that I could do that, because to me, it really is between Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Luka Doncic. And probably as of right now, that would be the order that they would appear.
How about Anthony Davis? 75 games.
Yep.
He's been absolutely fantastic.
He has been. He has been. And he will be on my Defensive Player of the Year ballot. He's still a little too up and down for me offensively.
He is.
And let's look at the competition. I mean, honestly, this will be the first year, if Jokic winds up at the top of my ballot, it will be the first year that he's ever been at the top of my ballot. And he's won twice previously, close second last year. But this year, to your point, like, I have seen an aggression from him as opposed to being that orchestrator. He got something out of winning that ring where it was like, oh, and I saw the same evolution with LeBron. Oh, I'm the best player in the league. Oh, I don't need to orchestrate. Like, I can bully people. Like, there are times where I need to go get it. I need to take on the responsibility of being the best player in the league. Let me not see if I can get somebody else a shot. I'm the best option here. I need to punish teams because they can't guard me, and that's going to make it easier for everybody else too. Nikola has shown me that this year in a way that he had not previously, and it's why he's probably going to be at the top of my ballot.
So you and I are similar, that I think we would both admit Boston has the deepest roster. You can see by re-signing Jalen Brown and Drew Holiday, Porzingis locked in, Tatum soon. They're not too worried about the bench. They're keeping the core guys here and going for it for the next two or three years.
Yeah.
But they face the most pressure in the East, by far. I still don't know Joe Mazzulla close. I would take a Spoelstra. There are coaches that I prefer.
Oh, yeah.
So here's my takeaway. When I push back on they should glide through the East.
Yes.
Should.
Yes.
But I still have questions.
Yes.
You do, too.
Without question. I was asked earlier, you know, who do I see beating them? And it's like, or who's the biggest threat? Like, anybody. Look at Miami did it last year. You could make the argument that the Boston Celtics have had the most talented team for the last 3 years running. And there is no question that that's the case this year.
Yeah, this year's no question.
No question. And yet, do we believe in them in the postseason? And why, for the last 2 years, haven't they been able to get it done? And have, most important, have they solved the issue that kept them from winning it the previous 2 years? Does Drew Holiday solve that issue? I don't think he does. Does Kristaps Porzingis solve that issue? I don't think he does, because it's still going to be with a game on the line, and more often than not in the playoffs, it comes down to this one possession at the end of the game. Who's going to win it for me? Who am I giving the ball to and say, get me something?
Yeah, the NBA.
It's going to be Jason Tatum.
And we mostly trust him.
And we sometimes he does get it done.
Yeah.
I just, Look, he doesn't have to that eye of the tiger. I trust Jalen Brunson or Damian Lillard
to hit the shot.
To hit the shot, to make the play with all the marbles, the middle of the circle. Boy, did I date myself there. Then I do Jason. Until I see otherwise. I've seen it in moments, but I've also seen him, and it's not just a matter of whether you make the shot or you miss the shot. It's, are you aggressively looking to get that shot? Do I feel like you want to take that shot?
Yeah, Brunson, I always feel that.
Absolutely. With Damian, prior to Milwaukee, I always felt that. With Steph, I feel that. With any number of guys that have won championships, I've felt that. I have not felt that with Tatum. There are times where he defers or his game's not rolling, and then he decides this, it's not my night. Well, you don't have that choice if you're the best player on the team, you to say I'm taking this one off.
So sometimes bad news long term can be good news. Giannis's injury,
yeah,
if Milwaukee loses, Doc can say, come on, it wasn't, I didn't have Giannis. The Bucks can sell Giannis on, hey, it was a bad matchup, and you missed three games. That if they were to lose to Indiana with a healthy Giannis,
yes,
which because of style of play is possible,
yeah,
Indiana is young, deep, and fast, and Milwaukee's old.
Oh, yeah. No.
This is a matchup issue.
This,
in a weird way, gives Doc and the front office an out when they go to preach to Giannis in the offseason, we're going to get younger.
See, I hate this entire narrative that they have to convince Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. Giannis is the reason they made the Damian Lillard trade.
Right.
They made that trade in exchange for Giannis, and Giannis made it clear, started already, you know, that little chirp,
yes,
about,
yeah,
well, I don't know if they're committed to a championship as much as I am, and okay, doesn't make sense that I would sign an extension now anyway, because,
yeah,
it makes more sense money-wise if I do it a year from now. And then they went and got the guy that he's always wanted to play with, Damian Lillard, even though it cost him Drew Holiday. And, I will sign the extension. So they did what he wanted them to do. And we all had doubts about whether it was the smartest thing to do in giving up Drew Holiday and whether it was going to work as well as Giannis thought it was going to. I do not want to hear how, oh, well, now Milwaukee has to figure it out for Giannis. No, you did Giannis. They did your bidding. Like, if anything, you need to stick it out and give them the opportunity to fix what you kind of created. And how they do that, whether they, you know, they move on from Damian, whether they send Damian to Miami, which is what I think even he knew that was a better fit than Milwaukee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I just... this idea that you're right, and that it gives Doc an out.
Sure.
It gives Milwaukee an out. Well, Giannis was hurt just like he was hurt last year. But this idea that Giannis has the right,
yeah,
to say, hey, I'm all about championships, and we don't have a championship team here. If they're further away now than they were a year ago, I'm putting that on what Giannis wanted because they did it.
So J-Mac and I are on the same page. Don't play LeBron.
Wait a minute. Write that down.
LeBron AD, don't play against the Pelicans. Because if you win,
wait a minute.
You're
are you
Denver.
Seriously? You are both singing that song?
Yeah.
Both.
I think he's right.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
We floated this as a topic.
I didn't float it.
What?
I put my shovel in the dirt. I
wait,
started digging. I do not want to play Denver. We match up great with OKC. And we're going to beat Golden State and Sacramento, whoever we have to play.
You know what? This is that guy. This is that guy. Like, it's all the numbers, and let me crunch the analytics.
Because you're going to beat the Pelicans.
What?
They match up well with the Pelicans. It's a go-either-way game. My takeaway is, well, AD, you have a bad back. Let's see the first quarter. LeBron, we're going to sit you.
All right. Where did we start this conversation? We started with you expressing doubts about the Golden State Warriors. In fact, didn't we just do
right.
That was a wrong in the segment,
that
right?
That was too positive.
Right?
For the Warriors.
So, what if one Sacramento beats Golden State.
Well,
Sacramento has been very, very good, has been a big problem for the Lakers this year.
But the Warriors are all rested, didn't play guys for that game.
Okay. Here's the other part, and it's the LeBron James factor, because we always microscope anything that he does. LeBron James is going to sit out in order to duck the Denver Nuggets. How do you think that's going to play?
Smart.
Why?
Because you're not beaten.
Oh, maybe only on this show would it play that way.
Isn't sports about strategy?
Okay, I meant to do this because I thought you might bring this up because this feels like it's in your wheelhouse.
It is.
Like, I'm just going to look at the logistics.
I don't think it's sinister. He misses 25 games a year. It's a play-in game.
Yes.
I'm not missing game 6 or 7 of a series. I'm a play-in game strategically, so I don't have to play Denver.
It is so dangerous to introduce to a team, no, we want to lose today, but we want to win tomorrow. Particularly at this time of year.
That's what the Warriors are doing, resting all their guys. I mean, it's what they did.
They didn't. No, they didn't want to be where they are. The Lakers didn't want to be where they are. I think we have this idea that both the Lakers and the Warriors, once, especially the Lakers right now, because they do have a little bit of that feel last year. They shocked all of us, me included. I was wrong. I will admit, like, I did not see them in the conference finals last year. I didn't see them getting through. I could come up with all kinds of explanations for it.
Strategy has to be part of it.
But they've strategized all year long to be where they are right now. And to roll the dice and say, we're going to purposely lose one game because we are so confident we are going to win the next one. They're not that good. They're not that good. Good,
but they can beat OKC. They're not beating Denver 4 times in 15 days.
They can beat OKC.
They match.
I don't think
they
can beat Denver.
They can.
But
I mean, they haven't beat
them
in how many
so is it just about? Because I don't know how much farther they're going to go after that.
Well, you keep saying it's dangerous to strategy is always dangerous.
Okay,
strategy is always. Taking less now, getting more later. Strategy isn't employed when you feel you need strategy. Michael Jordan's Bulls beat you.
Okay.
Right, like Kobe, Shaq in their prime beat you. Strategy is employed when you see yourself having a hole.
So is this just about getting to the playoffs?
It's about avoiding Denver until the very end. If we got to play Denver, let's cross our fingers. Maybe Murray twists an ankle. Maybe somebody knocks him out because they think they match up. T-Wolves, no. They don't want to play the Lakers. So OKC didn't want to play the Lakers. Warriors don't want to play the Lakers. A lot of these coaching staffs, you start talking around people in the league. Minnesota's like, oh, we'd prefer not to open with the Lakers. Denver wants to play the Lakers.
Sure, sure. But are you saying that the Lakers should be so kind? It's one thing for these other teams to go, you know what, this team compared to the Lakers, we'd rather play team B, right? It's one thing to say that. But are you so confident that the Lakers outside of the Denver Nuggets are the second best team in the Western Conference?
I think they can beat anybody in the West and Boston in the East.
Yeah,
I don't think they're beating Denver.
Wow.
So I go strategy.
Yeah.
Tell me the career. Political. Biden's doing this. Trump's doing that. Strategy. And these are guys running. These are guys that's president, former president. Like, the very top of any industry is employing strategy.
Okay.
So my strategy is send out the boys, cross your fingers against the Pelicans, and then we vanquish the next two and face OKC.
Okay, but you're talking about strategy that doesn't pivot on one day, one event, one thing. You're talking about an overall arcing thing where if you have an off day, we can compensate. We can course correct.
That doesn't sound very courageous.
Wait a minute. That's not correct. A purposely avoiding the Denver Nuggets is courageous?
Yes, because it
puts... No, it's not.
Man, it forces you to win the last two. Courage. No, J-Mac, after this tete-a-tete, where you land?
Tete-a-tete? You mean
tete-a-tete?
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of with you in the strategy idea of... ducking the Nuggets.
I have never heard you so milquetoast in my life.
Rick, just remember... What? Jamal Murray's had some shin splints. Those can flare up. Like, this lengthy postseason, I would much rather face Denver than conference finals in the first round.
Yeah,
I don't want to see them right now.
I don't want to rest Denver.
No, thanks.
It's just like when I first went out with Ann. I didn't deliver all my best lines in the first date. I saved stuff. Now, also, I risked her not giving me a second date, but I employed a strategy.
Yeah.
I saved some ammo for the second, third date, and then after three dates, she's like, this guy's a winner.
By the way, remember, last year's Suns.
It's just good that this guy didn't meet Ann, right? No chance she goes out with this guy.
You have to employ strategy.
Suns and Nuggets were tied 2-2 last year. I don't even know that the Nuggets are definitely getting by the Suns, who are playing great down the stretch.
All right, that's more like the J-Mac that I...
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.